Human beings don't see, we interpret. We don't take in what happens. We take in the implication of what happens. Everything in our world is story. It's similar to the idea of two ideologically different news organizations, right, reporting on the same event. Neither will be completely factual. They'll both uphold their individual narratives. They're not black and white. They're interpreting gray space. And our individual lives are no different. We are our own broadcasting channels, using data to support our individual narratives. See, we know what the story's going to say before the story occurs because we will make it so. We'll make life fit our beliefs. That's what it means to be human. And so here's where the value lives in the context of this message. When we find ourselves in a consistent state of despair or frustration or anxiety, it's a fool's errand to look for solutions in the external world. Because everything we find, everything we come across, will support our current beliefs, our current story. That's what we'll keep playing in our heads, and it's why money can't bring fulfillment, and another person can't take you from incomplete to content. It's why status will never equate to happiness. Those acquisitions are like putting premium fuel in a car with a broken engine. It's just not the answer that we hoped it would be. To change your world, you must change your story. Whatever it is that needs to be changed. The location, the objective, the characters, maybe the journey altogether. But it's the neural network behind your eyes that must change, not the detail it takes in. And so if you feel stuck or feel like where you want to be seems unrealistic, you have to know right now that the very fact you think that way is the problem. So ask yourself, not your girlfriend or your boss or your neighbor, but ask yourself what a turnaround looks like. Do you know? Or have you acclimated to being unhappy? Have you even asked yourself what happiness looks like? Or is your personal broadcasting channel so hell-bent on ensuring your life outlook stays the way it is that it's not even paying attention to the data it takes in? See, I believe wholeheartedly that the first step in any facet of transformation is remembering that you have control, that things in your life that bring you down or hold you back can be changed. In fact, the very things working against you can work for you. But you have to be aware. You have to think about it. Now, I'm not a believer in magic, right? I don't think you sit back, say, I don't want to be unhappy ever again, snap your fingers and smile until the end of eternity. But I do believe that once we're aware of our manufactured shackles and our self-imposed limitation, we can start chipping away, doing the one, two, or three small things every day, tiny swings at the tree until it falls. Right? If it's, I'm not happy with my work life, well, what does a better situation look like? What bridges that gap? I'll wake up 20 minutes earlier on weekdays and master Microsoft Excel. I'll send one message on LinkedIn asking an expert about the field I want to move into. I'll read 20 pages a day in a book related to business. You think those things are small? See what they look like compounded in a year. Not only that, this is the most important part. You are taking the power back. You're taking control. And that's what feels good. That's where we get our identity. You get a little disappointed at how you've let your physique slip when you look in the mirror. Don't be sad about it every day. Again, ask yourself what the inverse looks like and start doing small things. Subtract one sports drink and add one green smoothie. Double your water intake. Do a 10-minute daily workout on YouTube. Like, there's the pieces are out there. And to find yourself again is to realize that they're out there. Realize that you're playing a movie on loop in your head that isn't right. It's just not you. And well, what movie do you want to be playing? In an ideal world, scroll through the library, find it, click play, and start doing the small things that make it real. There's so much power in progress. I've seen this unfold.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Different areas of my life, but particularly as a writer, as a speaker, it's like you identify who you want to be. You start making tiny steps, and after a while, you're surrounded by the change that you've created. How can you not believe something that you're starting to live? It has to become your identity because it is you. It's around you. You breathe it. So look around and realize the malleability of your situation. And if what you find is not you, good. Here is your opportunity to tear down the old and construct the new. You can do that because you have control. Because it's within your grasp. So start the new movie, the new story, make yourself the hero, and set out to find yourself again. Where is your finish line? What is your maximum effort? Think about that question. What is your indication that you've hit your peak? It's an interesting question because when you look closely, you'll find that there truly is no answer. Right? People point to fatigue, being tired, maybe they're happy with the result, but it still leaves the question unanswered. What is your limit? There's no automatic mechanism that shuts us down when we've given everything we have, when we've done all we can do. It's not like a glass of water that reaches the top and overflows. For human potential, think bigger. Think of an ocean. How many buckets of water could you pour into an ocean before it couldn't physically hold any more liquid? What is the number? No one knows exactly. You can stop at 1,000 buckets, at 1,000,000, at 1,000,000,000,000, but at some point, you'll have poured the last bucket and stopped. And the question remains, at that moment, could you have added one more? That is human potential. It's mind-blowing. Every time you thought you've given your all, you were lying to yourself. And not in the sense that you weren't trying hard or what you did wasn't important, but in the sense that you artificially created your own finish line. You determined your stopping point. Not the laws of nature, not some unearthly being. You dictated your limit. I had an old coach who used to reference Roger Bannister. He was the first person to break the 4-minute mile, a feat that at the time was simply unheard of. So what happens? He accomplishes this goal, and suddenly people start doing it all over the world. Rapid fire. In a very short amount of time. Why? Because it became real. People had living proof that it was possible. 4 minutes, what is that? It's an artificial stopping point, a self-created limit. It does not exist. Just like the reason you think you can't write the next best-selling book, or the reason you go to a job you hate every day. because you've settled. You've limited your potential without even realizing it. Why would you cut yourself off there? There's so much more to obtain, so much more to achieve, so much waiting. Man, life is just too short to not make the most out of it, to get in the way of your own greatness. Why would you decide to wake up every day and not feel like it was the best gift possible, not take advantage? Why would you limit that for yourself? There will be times when you struggle, there will be tough days, there will be times of self-doubt. But let it all fall to the wayside. See past it. Your destiny lies far beyond any self-made wall. Take that with you. There have been times in my life when I've been down. I've been out. I've been afraid. I've looked up at the road ahead and been completely unsure. And I can say firsthand, when you're going through a situation like this, that it essentially consumes you, right? It's all you see. It's all you think about, to the point where the good stuff, the opportunity all around you, it becomes transparent. You see right through it. It's the negative, it's misfortune for a period of time that becomes your narrative, becomes the story. What if this is forever? What if I'm not as good as I want to be or as they are? What if things don't work out? Never mind the fact that you've been here before and you've battled back. Never mind how far you've come. No, that takes a back seat to the discomfort that we feel right now, and that's the irrationality of the human mind. We forget. We forget that the lows create the highs. That temporary isn't forever, that you can't stand with any type of authority if you've never before fallen. Accomplishing anything is never just walking up and reaching a goal. It's about getting back up over and over again. Taking the bad breaks in stride and seeing the losses for what they are, necessary. What if I told you that the difficult times weren't just manageable, they were what you needed? Those moments when you felt helpless were a bridge to something better, a demonstration of just how capable you are and how strong you can be. Feeling lost, feeling defeated, sure, it's unsettling, but it's also a reminder that you are exactly where you need to be. In one form or another, your struggle becomes your answer. Life isn't always calm seas and sunny skies, but if you let it, it will teach you to weather any storm to come out on top. Never lose sight of the opportunity. It's there. Hiding behind the struggle, immersed in the ups and downs, and when you know that you will not let yourself stay down, that you'll get up, struggle becomes a building block, not a weight around the ankles. With each stumble, you become taller. With each misstep, you step forward. The problem will never be tough times. It will be refusing to find that next level for fear of their materialization. Regret is a choice. And for those who refuse to stay down, it will be a choice that they'll never know. We're not looking for mountaintops. We may be unaware. We may forget. We may be misled. But in our hearts and souls, we know we are not looking for mountaintops. What we're seeking is different. What we're seeking is the space between the top of the world and its baseline, the ceiling and the floor. Sure, we may trick ourselves into thinking it's the top or the finale or the view. But as has been said before, if the goal were truly the top, we wouldn't bother ourselves by climbing. We'd be dropped off at the top by helicopter. No, we aren't looking for mountaintops. What we want is undoubtedly the climb. We live for that climb, that immersion into life where we are alive, awake, that quest for purpose where humans are transformed and life adjusts to stop feeling like a standardized test and start feeling like a canvas waiting on a masterpiece. Simple? Yes. Easy? No. It's Nietzsche and Frankl's meaning through suffering. It's Peterson's choosing your sacrifice. Simon Sinek's finding your why. It's Goggins staying hard. Grover's becoming a cleaner. These aren't parts of the journey. They are the journey. Mountaintops are meaningful simply because they remind us that we could have said no and didn't. They allow us to remain conscious of our courage, what we overcame and who we became along the way. In the view, it allows us to hold on to that realization just a little longer before setting out for new mountains to climb. But knowing the person embarking upon the next journey will be a little wiser, a little stronger, a little more polished. As Jim Rohn said, it's not success we're after. It's what the pursuit makes us along the way. That's why Eckhart Tolle says the adrenaline-seeking pursuits, such as a climb, are so powerful. Because we're forced to be in that moment. To understand what living is, we can't be pulled down by the past or diverted by the future. We are immersed in what matters. Transformation happening in real time. Because something can be made out of nothing. But mountaintops don't do that. Elevation through blood, sweat, and tears does that. Mountaintops are symbolic of what we become every time we pull ourselves a little higher. They stand for a million little yeses in a world of no's, just like the trophy is nothing more than a celebration of trials and tribulations. Hearing the crowd roar when you rose to the occasion, finding ways to win when the odds were stacked against you, becoming more when it felt like there was nothing left. Don't let life trick you into thinking it was ever about the hardware or the trophy case. It's not. Any more than swimming on a beautiful day is about drying off. No, it's the middle. It's where we are forged from fire. It's where we map our destinies. It's the game of life. So remember when you do feel tired or weak or lost or can't seem to find your reason to carry on, that you can't see it now because you are entrenched in the most meaningful of experiences. You are, in fact, at the heart of what you'll look back on and realize defined you, the center of transformation, of meaning. Remember that idea that if mountaintops were the goal, we wouldn't climb, we would get dropped by helicopter. This journey, with all its ups and downs, is life at its fullest. It's why you're here. It's why you must keep going. In a commencement speech, Ed Helms references character from The Office, Andy Bernard. And his perhaps most defining quote, "I wish there was a way to know you were in the good old days before you've actually left them." Well, my friends, we are right now in the business of making good old days. Don't wait for any metaphorical mountaintop to look back and realize how precious, how powerful, how perfect the ascent truly was.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.